There's bipartisan support. There was bipartisan support overwhelmingly for this, but law enforcement in particular has said there have been issues with it. What have you been hearing, and what was the impetus for this new legislation?
So what we did do is create a commission to review how it's being rolled out, how it's being implemented. And I think what we heard from some in law enforcement is that they did not train their folks on the ground about the new tools that were available to them. And then there were some concerns from law enforcement about how some judges were implementing the new law. So the commission made a series of recommendations. Those recommendations are embodied in Senate Bill 314. Senate Bill 314 then got a overwhelming vote of support in the Senate and got a unanimous bipartisan vote out of committee recently. So as Senate Bill 314 was going through the process, we reconvened the different advocates and stakeholders, including the chiefs of police, and came to a reasonable resolution and compromise that continues to further the goals of bail reform, which is child protection, protecting the public safety, protecting property taxpayers, and protecting individual liberties. And I believe that 314 does that.
There's been some high-profile cases of offenders being released over and over again. How will SB 314 address some of those concerns, and how will it address the concerns that you've been hearing?
314 specifically has a number of recommendations, including a text messaging service to make sure that we actually, you know, notify folks and remind folks of their court hearings so that they're aware of it. And for those folks that are aware but for whatever reason intentionally may miss a court hearing, there's some additional penalties put into 314 to deal with that. It's important to note the issue of alleged incidents of offenders being released. You're not actually being released because you haven't been convicted. You're actually arrested. So what needs to happen and what hasn't happened in many cases is law enforcement has not trained people on the ground to go to the hearing and actually show the person's a danger to themselves or others. Senate Bill 314 makes it very clear that all relevant factors associated with the issue of a dangerousness determination shall be considered by the judge.
What happens with the bail commission going forward? I know this legislation continues the commission. What happens with their work going forward?
So they're going to continue to take a look at how this is working, hopefully focused on hard data, not anecdotal hyperbolic stories on either side, and do some good work in providing future recommendations to the legislature about how it may be improved, again, to facilitate those core purposes, which is protect public safety, protect property taxpayers, protect individual liberty. That's what bail reform is all about, and that's, I think, the balance that people want to strike, and I think Senate Bill 314 does strike.
New Hampshire Senator Dan Feltes, thank you for the time.
Thank you.